shut the fuck up. You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here.
What is going on, everybody out there in the podcast world? It is I, Dan, back again since September with Controversial as Fuck. Yeah, life kind of just gets you there for a little while. Working a lot of hours, just being busy, being a dad, not really having a whole hell of a lot of downtime, that kind of shit. So I'm kind of doing this on a whim, but mostly because as of late, I've had a couple people hit me up through Facebook, which anybody is welcome to. One person in particular who I for now won't name just because, you know, it's not necessarily my business, but if they decide they want me to, you know, shout them out after listening to this episode, then I probably will. But, if you know the drill from previous episodes, then you do. If you don't, I am unscripted, pretty much unedited, but newly advertising through Anchor, because I decided to monetize myself and try to make a side hustle if this were to ever go anywhere. But I would need to actually keep up with doing episodes for this to actually go anywhere. But, you know, my last episode's actually gotten quite a few listens, which has kind of surprised me. So maybe if I keep it up, we can actually get somewhere with this. But who knows? But like I said, since September, I have not done an episode. And let me tell you, have we had a lot of shit go down since September. And off the top of my head, let me kind of give the best rundown that I guess I can give, starting with, you know, as far back as I can think. We had that Leah Thomas, the pretty much a dude who won the college swimming. As far as I can remember, he was a 200. He placed like 200 and some odd, or he was ranked 200 and some odd place racing in the, or swimming in the men's league with with college, and then decided to transition to a woman and keep doing what he loved, which was swimming, and boom, wouldn't you know it, fucking not only wins, but you know wins by a decent amount. And then what else we got after that? You know, of course, you know, we've had Biden going on for a little bit, who has been doing pretty bad with the economy. I mean, gas prices are going down slowly but surely here, at least where I'm at. I don't know about the rest of the country, because I really I don't pay too much attention to the gas prices in the rest of the country. I actually ended up getting COVID, still unvaccinated, but I got COVID. It was really no big deal. I did have a fever. I had body aches, no cough. I didn't give it to anybody else as far as I know, but, yeah, that was easy. But for the most part, you know, other than our, dear president getting it twice now, in the past couple weeks, COVID has pretty much gone away, and now it's been replaced with, monkeypox. We have, man, my memory going back too far is horrible. So I kind of got to go a little bit recent. So we got a small town police department who, as far as I'm concerned, all but one deserves to lose their job and be shunned from society. And that's putting it nicely for now, until I get into it. Today, when I'm recording this, we have Pelosi, who is supposedly in Taiwan, who landed there today. And who knows how that is all going to go, considering how China's fucking talking. Inflation, all-time high. The botched fucking pullout from Afghanistan. I'm pretty sure like I said, memory is horrible. I'm pretty sure I haven't had a chance to touch on that. Fuck, man. Crypto, taking a shit. And I mean, if I can think of anything else, there's a bunch of other shit. And if you notice, I'm running solo today, so I'm going to be trying my best to hold a solo conversation. So, and I'm going to try to, touch on, everything that I can think to touch on. This is me coming back. I'm not a professional podcaster. I do like to hear the sound of my own voice, though. Not a professional talker by any means. And I'm sure the sound quality isn't the greatest recording off my phone, but this is what you get. Your average guy doing the average podcast, who maybe one day might have an above average podcast if enough people end up liking the sound of my voice and hearing what the fuck I like to say. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. But I do have a couple fans out there, and I do appreciate them. And you know what? As anybody who may or may not be a fan of me and has heard me enough on this show, quote unquote, I'm not a very apologetic type of person, but I will apologize for those of you who do like the podcast for not doing an episode in so long. But like I said, life got to me and stuff like that. This isn't something that I really make money off of, if I'm going to be honest with you. I get a penny per play, and as far as I know, I get that penny as long as you listen to the ad. Other than that, I really have no idea how it actually goes. I'm only monetized through Anchor, so I haven't even reached 10 bucks yet since I started to monetize myself. So, with that being said, let's get started. So, we'll start with the first one that I mentioned, Leah Thomas. So, like I said, Leah Thomas, a very broad-shouldered woman, if you want to run with that, who won first place in a college swimming event. Used to be a male. Even as a male, tall, lanky, broad-shouldered. I'm not sure exact measurements, but from pictures that I've seen, he looked pretty fucking tall. I mean, I'm 6'5", 245 pounds. So I don't know. I don't fucking know, how I would stand next to him. But I know, I'm quite bulkier than he is, to put it in a nice way for me, I should say. By the way, little side note, anybody who's still listening up to this point, I have a controversial as fuck Facebook page where you can message me. If you want to be on the podcast, whether you disagree with me, agree with me, want to talk about something specific, hit me up if you want to be on the episode or on an episode. All you got to do is download Anchor, make an account, and you have to like my podcast through Anchor. So that way, we're quote unquote friends through Anchor, and it'd be like you and I having a conversation on speakerphone, because that's literally how I'm recording this now. I'm talking into my phone as if I'm talking on speakerphone. So, get back to fucking Leah Thomas here. So, yeah. So, like I said, I'm 6'5", 240 pounds. I'm not sure exactly how tall this dude is, or this chick is, whatever you want to go with. But definitely tall and lanky and broad-shouldered, to say at the bare minimum. And, I'm no athlete by any means. I do like to swim. I've always liked to swim since I learned how to swim. But I'm sure I cannot keep up with any college swimmer, male or female. But to be ranked in 200 and some odd place, if I could be completely wrong here, but I want to say, I don't know why, 264 is a number that pops into my head. But like I said, I could be completely wrong. But roughly between he was ranked between 200 and 300, somewhere in there. That motherfucker was ranked, and it's incredible because it's like he was nowhere near being top tier. Now, I don't know what that was ranked out of. I don't know how many people, how many guys, you know, on the guy's side were competing during that season. But regardless, in the 200 area, between 200-300 area, not great at all. Now, when it comes to Leah Thomas's, another side note, I am smoking on a vape now. I'm no longer smoking cigarettes, so you might hear my voice be a little bit weird if I decide to start talking before I blow the vape out completely. So, whatever. So, I don't know, even at this point or back then, when Octagon decided to race. I don't know the extent of their transition, what medications they may or may not have been on, what surgeries they may or may not have had, and that kind of thing. But what I do know is that they look like a dude with long hair. Simple as that. You know, if I seen a picture of them, you know, just a straight up, you know, from the middle of the neck up picture of them with long hair, I'd be like, that's a dude with long hair. You know, in the one picture that I've seen, he kind of, in my opinion, kind of looked like a fucking hockey player. You know, kind of with like the sweaty fucking wet hair, like a hockey player after he gets done with fucking practice after a fucking game. You know, just a sweaty fucking wet hair and, you know, weird kind of crooked smile. Just look like a fucking dude. And, you know, he gets in first fucking place on national fucking television for everybody to see. And, you know, as a guy, you know, this affects me in no way, shape, or form, but could potentially affect my daughter in the future. Because, you know, daughter, female, you know, could be an athlete in the future when she's in school, or if she goes to college, could be an athlete in college. Who knows? I don't know. She's only 4 going on 5 now. But this could affect my daughter. In my opinion, full-blown and just fully fucking embarrasses female athletics, you know, because this guy, like I have said, you know, quite a few fucking times now, went from 200 and some odd place or ranked 200 some odd place, whatever the fuck. And then all of a sudden, first place, boom, just by fucking taking some medication, if they were, and identifying as a female. And I'm telling you, man, this is dangerous for women's sports in every way, shape, and form. Now, I'm no fucking, you know, feminist. I would never claim to be a feminist. You know, I do believe in, you know, equal rights and all that kind of shit. So, I mean, if you want to label me a feminist, you know, if I believe in equal rights for men and women and shit like that, then okay, you can call me a feminist. But I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to quote unquote claim that title. But, you know, women fought for so many different rights, you know, just like minorities have for so long before they eventually got them. You know, basic rights, you know. And now all of a sudden, come 2022, 2021, and now in the future, more than likely, the years of fucking acceptance and fucking inclusion and all that kind of shit, men that want to be fucking women are fucking coming in and dominating women's sports. You know, I talked about that one fucking Olympic weightlifter, you know, for the Winter Olympics. And, you know, there aren't as far as what I've seen, a whole hell of a lot of cases of this. But, you know, we're still at the beginning stages of, you know, a broad acceptance slash inclusion of trans people. And the thing is you really won't be able to see this, or, you know, or if you do, it more than likely won't be successful, depending on the sport, the other side of the fucking fence, where you have a female transitioning to a male and wanting to get into a male sport, like basketball or hockey or, God forbid, football, unless they're an amazing runner who can take a hit and or fucking juke out motherfuckers and be faster than them. But I've seen a lot of dudes on that, you know, professional football field. They're fast. Sorry, women. Most of you ain't that fast. I would assume some of y'all in a straight line could possibly beat some professional football players. But not most. You know, the only... Shit. Off the top of my head, I can't really think of any sports where a woman that wants to transition to a man can hop into a male-dominated sport and dominate or even fucking come close to competing. I really can't. I could be ignorant in that fact, or I could not be maybe thinking hard enough right now about it. But, you know, if... You could flip the script and have it be equal on both sides, where you have both, you know, trans men and trans women both competing and maybe even dominating in the sports they decide to go in. Then, okay, maybe I wouldn't have as much of a problem with it, but I would still kind of have a problem with it. And I'm going to take it back to the opinion that I had back talking about the trans athlete with the Olympics, the power lifter. If you want true equality when it comes to, you know, gender sports, trans men and trans women got to have their own fucking sport. Even in, you know, like high school, even though in my opinion, I would hate to see a child have to go through that. And I will consider, you know, a high school student a child, you know, a middle school student, or even, I really hope, not a fucking elementary school student. None of them should even be questioning gender at that point in time in their life, in my opinion. There are, in this day and age, there are so many more important, this day and age, previous day and age before that, and the day and age before that, there are so many more things that are way more fucking important than thinking about what gender you're in. Now, unless you're gender identity crisis is so fucking extreme that it is completely crippling your lifestyle to the point where you cannot function outside of your bed or your bedroom, and you are literally pissing and shitting yourself in your bed and sleeping in your own excrement, then it's not that big of a deal. Learn what you need to learn, children. Learn how you need to live. Don't listen to the people that are talking about gender identity and that kind of stuff on the internet. Listen to the people that talk about taxes, talk about saving money, talk about buying your first house, talk about, you know, opening up different types of accounts that help you both save money and, you know, get a little bit of money back with interest, you know, yearly interest and that kind of stuff. The shit that I was too fucking lazy to learn, and the shit that so many other people were too lazy to learn. And now here they are, and they could be doing better. Let's just say that, you know, the fact that you have teachers out there trying to push teaching these kids about, you know, identifying different genders and that kind of stuff is sickening. You know, you need to learn. You know, our school systems are already fucked and don't teach kids, you know, the proper things that they need to know as they turn 18 or late 17 when they graduate, or, you know, possibly 19 if they were held back. which is things that are very crucial that, you know, high schools and middle schools should be teaching and drilling into kids' heads. You know, simple, you know, lifestyle, basic things, money things, you know, homestead things, you know, cleaning, cooking. You know, we had like basic cooking and stuff like that in like home ec, but it wasn't the greatest. You know, learn how to make a pie, learn how to make a stir fry, but you do it once. You know what I'm saying? And a cookbook's only going to take you so far. You know, yeah, you can read on the pages what you need, how much of it, you know, everything you need, and, you know, the times and temperatures to cook everything. But being able to see it being done is way easier. And thankfully, we actually do have these, and I hate to call people this, but influencers out there who I actually think are doing a good thing by teaching people how to cook, you know, and making it interesting. Like I, you know, me being on TikTok and Facebook as much as I am, I do see a lot of different influencers that do cooking and stuff like that. And they make it super interesting and they make the dishes that they make look so fucking good. And, you know, a lot of them break down prices and stuff like that and even have different playlists where they'll cook more expensive things and, you know, they'll cook things where, you know, for people that are more on a budget and it helps them save a few bucks cooking at home. And then you have other, again, hate to call them this, influencers. They teach you how to save money and how to invest money the right way, you know, and most of the time you can tell the difference between, you know, the ones that do it the right way and the wrong way. The ones that do it the right way typically aren't like all fucking hype, acting like they just fucking rail the whole fucking eight ball of cocaine in one fucking hit and then chug 14 rock stars after, talking about different fucking cryptos and shit like that. Now I'm talking about, you know, either, you know, getting hold of a professional investment company that's been around and established themselves for a long time, which would be the better route to do. Or if you're one of those people that's fully blown fucking addicted to the internet and you're going to believe most of everything anybody says there, go to one of these fucking influencers who actually sounds like they know what they're talking about and they're not just showing you stupid fucking graphs that they pull off of Google images, you know, and people and shit like that, whatever. But yes, take it back. Gender shit. I can't stress it enough. We can't have teachers teaching this shit because this is how it ends up going. I am all for equality. I am trying my best myself in my heart and in my head to be more accepting of the trans community themselves. But the way the way that a lot of the vocal ones like to act, and then the way that transitioned women, you know, men transitioning into women, come into female sports and dominate the way that they do, it makes it hard, especially when I have a sister and then I have a daughter, you know, and my sister's not in sports, but, you know, my daughter could be in the future. I don't know. I would love to get her into sports, but God, I'd hate to have some, you know, me. When I was in middle school, I was 6 feet tall, 270 pounds. Imagine if I decided that in high school, when I was bigger, that I wanted to get into women's soccer or, you know, female soccer because I decided to transition. Or if I got into female lacrosse, because I'm pretty sure my school district had a female lacrosse team. I can't remember, but I think they did. Or girls swimming or whatever the fuck, you know, chances are I would have done pretty damn good. Maybe not so much in soccer because I haven't been the best runner throughout my life, but you know, if I decided I wanted to play soccer, obviously I would condition myself quite a bit better. But yeah, so I guess that's enough on that. You know. You know my thoughts on it. I'm not a fan. With the whole fucking sports thing, I'm not a fan. Especially when you have somebody who, you know, just by looking at them is clearly going to dominate, you know. If you had maybe male to female transition that was more, you know, on the same size as a female, the typical average size of a female, maybe different story. Still going to have an advantage, but slightly different story. But obviously, I can't control shit. So, moving on. Like I said, I had COVID. You know, and it's kind of weird how it ended up working. So, you know, back however long ago, I can't remember exactly when I got it. I want to say it was like January-ish, mid to late January, maybe early February-ish. I'm not sure. You know, I'm at my primary, I had two jobs at the time. You know, I'm at my primary job and I get a phone call from my boss in my second job. You know, I'm like, what's going on, man? He's like, what's going on? I'm like, not much, just working. And, you know, he tells me that, you know, one of my coworkers at my second job had COVID. And he was waiting on test results to come back from a few other people, but they also might think they have COVID. So they were going to be shutting the whole building down for, you know, at least 10 days to 2 weeks. And at that point in time, for me, I was feeling fine. And this was, you know, and I remember because for me, it was a Thursday when I got the phone call. And that day, I was feeling fine. So I'm like, oh, shit, all right. Well, then, yeah, I guess I'll see you in a couple weeks. He's like, all right, man. So the next day, I wake up and I feel like I got hit by a freight train. I'm not nauseous. At that point in time, like when I first woke up, I didn't feel like I had a fever. I was shaky and my soreness was from, you know, my ankles up, and I also had a forehead, but no cough, no trouble breathing, none of that. So I drive to work and I usually get to work, sit in the parking lot, you know, about a half hour before I even start, half hour, 45 minutes, just to, you know, just get myself even for the fucking morning, get myself ready for the day. And while I'm sitting there, I text my boss. I'm like, hey, man, I feel like I've been hit by a truck. I don't know if I have COVID. Because at the time, my work was still kind of freaking out about COVID. You know, we were still getting our foreheads fucking, my work actually at the time wasn't freaking out about COVID so much, but they were taking precautions, still had fucking hand sanitizer laying around, still recommended people wearing masks, but didn't require it. But if you were feeling sick, they wanted you to stay home. So me, I stayed in the parking lot, you know, and my boss typically gets in and starts after we do. So I waited a while for him. But while I was driving to work and while I was waiting for him, you know, I had the heat going. I was wearing my Carhartt. It was cold outside, but even though I you know, had the heat going and stuff like that and I was sweating, I was shivering. So I had the cold sweat. So at that point, I felt like I had a fever, but I didn't have a thermometer on me. So my boss shows up for work. He's got one of them digital, like, forehead thermometers. Fucking zaps me with it. Didn't have a fucking fever, but just because of the precautions that my job was taking, he was like, you know, go get a COVID test, yada yada, wait for it to come back. If it comes back negative, just come back when you're feeling better. If it comes back positive, we'll take it from there. So there were no rapid tests available in my area because COVID was still kind of going pretty heavy at the time. But I there for like 3 days there were no rapid tests available. But when a CVS first opened or a Walgreens, whatever, I was able to get in like right when they opened to get, you know, a normal test, and those tests would come back, you know, anywhere between 1 and 3 days. So I got that, you know, next day, thankfully I ended up getting my results, came back, I was positive for COVID. Next, you know, so for 3 days I had the body aches that were pretty decent. For like 2.5, almost the full 3 days, I had the on and off fever. That the fever ended up spiking to 104 degrees. But it was weird because it's like I had that 104 degree fever, but like other than the body aches and me fucking having the cold sweats, like I felt fine. It's a weird way to describe how I felt. Like my energy levels and my spirit, I guess, if you want to say, I was fine. You know, I sounded fine. Still wasn't coughing. Still none of that. On the fourth day, I was feeling a hell of a lot better. So I decided to go get another COVID test. That one actually took 2 days to come back. And that one still came back positive. So my work ended up just telling me, you know, just take the 2 weeks off. If you're able to, try to take a COVID test, you know, on day like 10 or day 11, whatever. So that way we can get results before you're supposed to come back to work. And hopefully it's negative. And sure as shit it was. So I got my natural immunity, bitch. And as far as I'm concerned, it's better than that fucking vaccine. Because I shit you fucking not. Everybody I know that has been vaccinated, whether it's been with the one single jab with the boosters or without the boosters, or the ones that where you had to get the 1-2 jab and then with or without the boosters, or the other one with or without the boosters, every one of them motherfuckers got COVID. Some of them twice. Me, as far as I know, only once. I mean, I have been slightly feeling not so great a couple few times since then, but not enough to like keep me out of work, you know. So, but, you know, speaking of people that are, you know, vaccinated and boosted, you know, we had our fucking, you know, President Biden, the decrepit old fucking man, dementia riddled president, who can't put two sentences together even when they're being fucking forced down his throat with a teleprompter. Dude literally pulls a fucking Ron Burgundy with the teleprompter. Can't remember exactly what he says. He's like, repeat something or whatever the fuck. The dude's retarded. Full fucking retarded. Actually, I take that back. I'm sorry, retarded people. That puts a bad name on you. In no way, shape, or form should I have ever compared Biden to your fucking dear sweethearts. Biden has COVID twice. Apparently, he was taking a medication during his first COVID bout that can't... Oh man, I wish I could remember the name of it. And of course, I can't pull it up on my phone because if I leave this app while I'm recording, you won't be able to hear my voice anymore. But that medication's made by fucking Pfizer. And, you know, who knows if it's true or not. But, you know, they say, and by they, I mean, you know, some of the people that I follow and listen to say that specific medication that's made by Pfizer is effective for helping treat the symptoms of COVID, but not treat COVID itself. But, big disclaimer, if you've been vaccinated and boosted, apparently for whatever reason, even though it does help with the effects of COVID on your first bout, it makes you more susceptible to getting COVID a second time. And I'm like, That is so fucking retarded. It's like all these other fucking big pharma medications out there. It's like you want to treat a cough and a runny nose at the risk of 6 months of bloody violent diarrhea and puking up a fucking a chunk of your lung every fucking 12 seconds. It's like, really? Can't we just... I mean, I get medication and science and medicine is a complicated science. And it's nothing that my fucking pea-sized brain is pretty much ever going to comprehend.
You know, and I get that there's a lot of people out there that believe in all these natural remedies and stuff like that, but that's a different story. As far as Big Pharma is concerned, can't we get something that's, like, effective without putting you to sleep or potentially kill you by taking it? Just let it, you know, do its thing without it fucking killing you. I mean, it can't be that hard if you're already able to make the medication that's able to treat the ailment. It can't be that fucking hard to make the goddamn shit work without damn near killing you or making you have to take something for something else. You know, like, oh shit, this medication you give me, oh fuck, it works, it does help fix my depression, but damn, does it give me anxiety. Oh shit, Xanax, cool. So now I'm a fucking zombie who doesn't eat because my depression medication doesn't let me eat. And my anxiety medication makes me barely able to function. So now I'm useless and starving. Like, what the fuck, man? It's ridiculous. Big Pharma fucking blows. But COVID, on the other hand, like I said, is for the most part dead. I don't know anybody that's had it for quite a while, minus our president. But now, all of a sudden, we have monkeypox. That, you know, if what I've seen, you know, on the internet is actually monkeypox, some of the videos that I've seen, that shit don't look good. Like, damn, am I glad I just don't really associate with a whole hell of a lot of people. The people that I do associate with, I don't think I'm in too much of a danger of them, you know, somehow associating themselves deeply or intimately enough with somebody with monkey that's could be a source of monkeypox, you know, because I mean, as far as I know, I mean, it kind of takes some extreme ways to actually contract it from somebody, you know, bodily fluids, you know, the typical shit that, you know, is usually spread like how an STD spreads, you know, bodily fluids, blood, that kind of shit. Like I said, as far as I know, I ain't a fucking scientist, and I really haven't looked too deep into this whole monkeypox thing, because honestly, with the way COVID went, I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't. They could say there's a full-blown smallpox outbreak right fucking now, and I do not give a fuck. They could say there's a full-blown fucking black plague or black death, whatever the fuck you want to call it, outbreak. I don't give a fuck. This shit is out of hand, and I'm tired of the fucking government control. And like, I get that we need government for simple basic shit, but our government was never meant to fucking operate the way it does today. Even the way it was operating under Trump. For those of you who think that I think that I'm like this massive Trump supporter, yes, I may have voted for him, but I have just as much shit to say about him as I do good things. Maybe more shit things to say about him than I do good things, but as a president, he did do, you know, good things. But our overall government is ridiculously fucked. Horribly fucked. Like, couldn't possibly be more fucked without a full-blown revolution. And let me tell you, I feel like in this day and age, regardless of how powerful our military is, and I don't know how much of our military would turn on its people, but I really feel like the people would win this one. We got a lot of guns. I may personally not have a whole hell of a lot of guns, but we got a lot of people out there that have a lot of guns. I mean, shit, the guns, we have more guns than people, for Christ's sake. And that's, you know, the registered ones. Who knows what's out there that's not registered? That's fucking insane to think about. But with this monkeypox thing, man, I really feel like that there might be just this whole new fucking shutdown thing that might be coming to fucking brewing. And, I mean, I can't guarantee it, obviously. And I'm not necessarily foreshadowing it. And I'm not necessarily even going to call it right now that it's going to happen. Because it probably won't. Because it's not like one of those things that's like viral. Like how COVID would be. But nonetheless, I really feel like that there's going to be some type of pull with this in some way, shape, or form. And it's more than likely not going to fucking go well. But who knows? All I know is that there's a lot of American people that are fed up with the way our government's operating since COVID happened. And now, you know, our government's deciding to overstep and kind of looking at China with a big old middle finger, which we all should be pointing a middle finger to China. But if China's literally threatening war slash attack slash killing Speaker of the House, maybe like don't do what they don't want you to do, like fucking literally fly to Taiwan. Now, because this is happening today, I really don't know a whole hell of a lot of details. You know, it very quickly in my head, and for what I saw today, went from there's a possibility she's going to that she's for sure going to she's there. And you got what seems like everybody and their fucking cousin on fucking TikTok right now tracking planes and seeing what's flying around China and Taiwan right now and all that kind of shit. And yeah, the representatives of China's military, China's government, aren't fucking happy. There's reports all over the place of them running special military operations and getting missiles ready. And who knows if any of that shit is actually true? Who knows if they've actually, sent jets out to create a perimeter? Who knows what they're doing? All I know is that China will do shit. They will do whatever the fuck they want. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that out of all the countries that exist, China is one of them that if they make a threat in some way, shape, or form, they're going to go through with said threat. And it's unfortunate because we've literally pushed them to it, you know? I mean, not only did you literally do the exact opposite of what they want you to do, which is not go to Taiwan, you sent we, and by you I mean we, and by we I mean not me, because it wouldn't have been a choice I would have fucking made. We sent fucking Nancy Pelosi, who looks like she's wearing a fucking mask, a human fucking mask, to represent us. And I know she's the Speaker of the House of Representatives, but she's not a very good representative. And anybody who thinks that she would be, I don't know how this is going to sound on my phone, but I'm going to get real close to the mic here. And I'm going to say this. If you think that Nancy Pelosi is a good representative of this country and its people, you are fucking retarded. And there are certain things that you should do that I'm not going to vocalize over the airways of my cell phone and on this podcast. But there are things that you should do that would have not so great ends to you, because you're fucking stupid. And as far as I'm concerned, you don't deserve the breath that you have been given. Because Nancy Pelosi is just as decrepit as our president, is a horrible human being, should be rotting in fucking prison as we speak, and is just overall probably one of the top three worst choices, along with Biden and Kamala Harris, to be representatives for America and its people to any fucking country. There, I said it. That is how I feel about you. For anybody who is listening to my voice, sitting back, probably red-faced because I'm talking about you, because you think Pelosi is a great person. And if you think that and you're actually listening this far into my fucking podcast, I tell you what, I do commend you. I do commend you. And I would actually love to have you on my podcast just to fucking hear your voice and see what type of defense you might actually have. And that's why I invite anybody to come on my podcast. So what's next on the list off the top of my head? Let's get into something that actually legitimately makes me angry. Because it kind of comes from a parent's perspective. The Uvalde shooting. Now, we've had a couple different school shootings as of late since my last episode. But this Uvalde shooting takes the cake. Because, if I remember correctly, we lost 19 lives of children. And then two teachers. Just thinking about it in bringing the subject up literally kind of just makes it hard to talk for me. It's hard for me to keep an actual straight thought to vocalize because, you know, of course you had your instant reasons to come and attack, to go and attack the cops for letting 19 lives be taken of children. But obviously at first you're going to go into it all emotion, not knowing the full details, this, that, yada, yada. And part of me having the ability to play devil's advocate, obviously was going to let the fullest amount of details that I could possibly let out come out. And by me, let them out, I don't know what I actually mean by that. It was a weird way for me to word it, but that's just what we're going to go with. So more and more details start to spill out. And then videos come out. And let me tell you, minus one officer who tried to get in there. I have no idea what that officer's name is, but that officer, he was the one officer, as far as I know, that you see on video who was checking his cell phone, which angered me at first, but then I found out that he was one of the officers who had, his wife was one of the teachers who was slain in that attack. And that's why he was checking his phone. He was also, as far as I know, the one officer who tried to get in there when his fucking fellow officers stopped him. But after watching, the other videos and seeing the time lapse of how long they waited and that kind of shit, while they were literally listening to gunshots being fired off, so many. To the point, and I am sorry if the way that I say this, like I said before, I'm not very apologetic, but I don't like putting this way. But maybe this kind of fucking describes to you what level they literally let this motherfucker get to. They let this motherfucker rip off so many rounds that he was literally blowing the heads off of kids that were already dead, firing multiple rounds into them, into their heads, into their bodies. Some of them only being able to be identified by the shoes that they were wearing or the clothes that they were wearing. I, as a parent, could not fucking imagine having to go through that with my daughter. And there is no force on this planet, no fucking police force, no fucking military force, no SWAT team that is going to stop me from being able to get my hands on the motherfucker that did this. Whether he's dead or not. But the fact that these cops literally stood there while listening in these halls to these kids screaming. And those shots being fired. And they did nothing. Now people are going to be like, oh, they didn't have the greatest equipment. Oh, they had these orders. Oh, they had this officer who was giving him those orders, or they have this procedure. I don't give a fuck about any of that. And if you're a fucking cop and you're listening to me talk right now, I want you to fucking hear me and hear me loud and fucking clear. I may not be a cop, but that's because I like smoking weed too much and I like actually being able to enjoy my life a little bit too much to be a fucking cop. But if you're a fucking cop and you are willing to put that badge on and willing to say that you serve and protect your community, and you have a situation where you have children that are literally being murdered, you get the fuck in there. Fuck your procedure. Fuck your orders. And fuck it if you don't have the equipment that you want to get in there. If that door's locked, you fucking shoot it. I understand that going outside of procedure, thinking outside the box and trying to do what should be the right fucking thing might put more people at risk. But I can tell you right now, in a classroom full of kids, it's a whole hell of a lot less than standing around for 45 fucking minutes. That extra maybe 30 seconds it takes to get in if there's a fucking door that's locked, but you got to shoot it to get in there, or kick it down to get in there, or whatever the fuck you got to do to get it in there outside of the proper means that are the typical needs they need to get in, then that's what it takes. You get that piece of shit taken the fuck out. You protect and serve, then fucking protect and fucking serve. I understand that there is no shooting in no hostage situation or no active shooter situation or anything like that that is normal. There is no normality to it. There is no, you know, typical, you know, exact thing to do that everybody's going to be able to do at that exact moment that they hear that it's going on. I understand that it's a little bit of a panic and you have cops out there that may or may not have trained for situations like this, and it may or may not be their first time being in that situation. And I also understand not everybody likes having the barrel of a gun pointed at them and shot at and maybe even shot. But that's why not everybody is willing to be a fucking cop. But if you are willing to be a cop and you are a cop, and you're dealing with a situation with children especially, like I said, I understand there's no normal hostage situation, shooter situation, this, that, and the other. I understand there's no normal situation. But at the bare minimum, if you're dealing with fucking children, you go above and beyond to save as many lives as you can. I bet you I could have lined up 100 armed Texan citizens who would have done, as a single individual, by themselves, would have done and would have attempted and accomplished a hell of a lot more in a whole hell of a lot less amount of time than what the collective of cops did on the scene of that school that day. Now, you could call me an armchair quarterback. I really don't give a fuck. But I have seen the will of our citizens at hand. I have seen them in action. And I've also seen cops in action. Now, I'm not one of those ACAB type of people, all cops are bad type of people. I'm in no way, shape, or form like that. I know that there's good cops out there. And I know that there's cops out there that claim that they're good, but do a horrible job stepping up and stopping bad cops. But not all cops are bad. But in the case of all the police that dealt with the Uvalde situation, they can get fucked. Their lives can be ruined as far as I care. They ain't worth shit. Not as any type of fucking public servant. Not as any type of human being.
They're trash. Simple as that. Now, granted, it sucks that we more than likely have to come to this. But obviously, because of, you know, mental health reasons and people not being able to get a grip on their fucking emotions and feel the need to shoot people, and our kids being as important to us as people claim that they are, in the midst of sending billions and millions and billions of dollars to fucking Ukraine, we could be helping our schools out. Better education, better protection, fortification, that kind of shit. But no, we're helping out a country and a country's government and also lining the pockets of other bureaucrats for a country that is just as corrupt as any. And now this is the first time I'm actually seeing this. I'm now seeing that Anchor's got a 60-minute max for recording segments. So I guess I'll try to keep this to 60 minutes, and I guess we'll do a part two next week where I'll talk about more shit. But yeah, we're sending billions and billions and billions of dollars to a government to quote unquote help them in their fight against Russia. And like I said, they're just as corrupt as our government and any other government that exists out there. And it's fucking sick. We have veterans out here who are fucking struggling. We have kids out here who are dying in fucking school. We have, you know, citizens who bust their ass every week at work who are struggling. But yet, you know, and I get the people of Ukraine are struggling. I get it. I understand. But, you know, America first, motherfucker. Marley, shut up. That's my cat. I don't know if you can hear it from where he's at, but he's meowing at me. Fucking, we have so many more things we could be spending this kind of money on when we shouldn't even be spending this money in the first place. But here we are, funding other governments, while we're having our government take away our guns or attempt to buy our guns to send over there. Meanwhile, saying, oh, you don't need guns. You don't need assault rifles. Motherfucker, like hell we don't. Shit. We might have China coming up our fucking asses because of that fucking decrepit bitch Pelosi. Who the fuck knows? But we're going to cut it off there. I'm glad I was able to record an episode today. And hopefully, like I said, next week I can record a part two. Trying to do a catch up on, you know, what's been going on as of late since I did my last episode. So, y'all motherfuckers, take it easy. Have a good night. And keep unapologetically being you, you crooked motherfuckers. Peace! I'm an asshole.